The weekend march was organized by a coalition of opposition parties under the umbrella for Democratic Change, or UDC. But police, wielding guns, batons and shields, pushed back the marchers and barricaded roads, forcing them to disperse. UDC representative Penyo Butale read out the petition despite the failed effort to reach the Zimbabwean embassy. The petition urged Zimbabwe not to interfere in Botswana's election. Butale tells VOA there have been reports Zimbabwe wants to aid the ruling Botswana Democratic Party, or BDP, by helping to rig this Wednesday's election. The party has been in power since 1966. Its candidate, President Mokgweetsi Masisi, is seeking a second term. He faces three challengers.
Decided to march to the Zimbabwean embassy because we have been receiving information, credible information, that there is an attempt by the Zimbabwean government to assist their friends here, the ruling party in Botswana, through clandestine means.
Butale says the police were not supposed to prevent them from marching to the embassy. Police say that for a demonstration to take place, the organizers must obtain a permit first. But political analyst Zibani Maundeni, a professor at the University of Botswana, says the police actions could be viewed as political.
The police have to be a neutral body. If people organize a peaceful demonstration, there's no reason why it should be stopped. In many countries in the region, the police have been a problem, acting in favor of the ruling party.
Meanwhile, the ruling BDP has denied claims it is working with Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party to win the elections. Equally, ZANU-PF spokesperson Farai Marapira says there is no truth in the Botswana opposition's allegations.
As ZANU-PF, we do not interfere in the internal activities of another country. We do not interfere in the processes. We respect the electoral processes in different countries. And we support what the people of those countries will have decided on. This is just absurd and an insult to ZANU-PF and an insult to the people of Botswana themselves.
The handling of early voting in Botswana has also been criticized, with reports saying some polling stations ran out of ballot papers. Masisi is a former vice president. Masisi took office in 2018 after he was handpicked to succeed President Ian Khama, who stepped down that year. Masisi was officially elected in 2019 to a 5-year term. Kondisi Dube, VOA News, Habroni.